Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where He is, we may be also. We have come today to lift up the name of Jesus. It is He who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that He would draw all men unto Himself. And so we want to lift up the Lord Jesus this morning. We want to invite the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into our worship experience. We open up our invocational psalm, Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. The Lord is in His holy temple, the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Keep silence, keep silence, keep silence, keep silence before Him. Amen. We're going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would lead us in our invocation prayer. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning. Let us pray. Father, we come this morning
with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips. And we thank you for the new mercies of this day. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand on this morning. Thank you for your love and your peace. Oh, God, we come this morning seeking more of you. And, God, we look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And, Father, you are our strength and weakness, and you are shelter in times of storm. And so, Father, we acknowledge you as Lord and Savior of our lives on this morning. And, Father, we cast all of our cares upon you, for you careth for us. And we know that there is no problem or situation that is too hard for you to handle. And so, God, we know that you specialize in things and situations that might seem impossible. So, Father, we ask that you would allow your healing hands to rest upon your people this morning. Thank you for the fellowship with our brothers and sisters on this morning, by way of phone, Facebook, and any other ways of communication. And, Father, we pray that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct our hearts and our minds and our spirits. Impart more of your divine wisdom and revelation knowledge and understanding of your word into our lives on this morning. Thank you for being a God of all comfort. Thank you for being the avenue of prayer, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity, Father, that we're able, Father God, to commune with you on today, Father God. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and supplying all of our needs. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to empower us to get through life's challenges. And in spite of what challenges we might encounter, God, in life, our faith is still strong in you and we still trust you. And, Father, we welcome, oh God, you this morning, Father God. And we come this morning, Father God, praying for this nation, Father God. And we come this morning, Father God, praying for the crisis in Ukraine this morning, Father God, and the people there and their families, Father God. And, Father God, we come praying for other countries, Father God, that are at war this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we just come this morning, Father God, just praying, oh God, for mankind everywhere this morning. We pray for our churches and our leaders and pastors this morning, Father. We pray, Father God, for our families that are near and far this morning, all of our bereaved families this morning. And, Father, we lift up our pastor and first lady this morning, Father, that you would strengthen them as they continue to serve in ministry together, Father God. And, Father God, we pray for our youth and our children and our grandchildren this morning and those that are in hospitals and nursing homes, Father, and all of our senior citizens this morning, God. Those that are have mental and physical challenges this morning, God, we lift them up to you this morning. And, Father, we pray for Ketanji Brown Jackson, Father God, the nominee, Father, to the Supreme Court this morning, Father. We pray, Father, that you will strengthen her, Father God, that you will give her the strength and the stamina and the perseverance, God, that she needs, Father God. Thank you for continuing to show yourself mightily in our lives, Father. And, Father God, we know that we've come this far by faith, leaning and depending on you, Father, and trusting in you, Father God, because you are a mighty God. You are a great God, and we love you and we adore you. You are a miracle-working God. And so, Father, this morning we praise and bless your name because every praise is to you, our God. And so we say hallelujah to your name this morning, Father God. For bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Because you have done great things in all of our lives, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, and we bless your name on this morning. And we pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank prayer this morning. Thank God, amen, that we can always go to the Lord in prayer. We can't get there in person, amen, to be with someone that you can always pray for them and go to the Lord in prayer, amen, that prayer is boundless, amen, and that you can pray all over the world, amen, because as we read in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and so we thank God for the avenue of prayer. There's a song, amen, I like to sing, amen, when you get a little weary in your situation. Get a little tired, get a little slow, get a little sluggish, start to complain a little bit, amen. And everyone goes through it, amen, especially in the wintertime or when you can't get to where you want to go and when you can't get and do the things that you want to do. We found that this song helps to get our mind back where it needs to be, and that is in hymn number 38, and the title of this hymn is Count Your Blessing, Count Your Blessing. So in other words, when you feel like you're running out of blessing, yeah, you just need to stop, amen, and to take inventory. We need to stop and take inventory about how blessed we are. I think I'm going to say that again. We need to stop and take inventory about how blessed we are. And so in that hymn number 38, we sing this song, amen, and get some perspective. Verse 1 says, when upon life's billows you are tossed, you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And the chorus is, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. And it was just a song that we would sing, and it would help you get you in the mind if you would come to church and you're a little down and you might not have had a successful week, what you thought was successful should have been, or something might have got on your nerve or your last nerve, and you were just feeling a little discombobulated, a little down, but you had the chance to sing this song, Count Your Blessing. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, money cannot buy your reward in heaven on your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give to you your journey's end. Count count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. One more time. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Hallelujah. And when you began to sing that song, you began to count your blessings. Hallelujah. You'll begin to not be discouraged, but you'll begin to be encouraged because every morning we have new mercies and new blessings. If God woke you up this morning, then you should count that as a blessing. Have I got a witness? If God has given you enough strength to be able to put one foot in front of the other, then you should count that as a blessing. Somebody gonna catch on here in a second. If God has giving you the ability to still be able to feed yourself, come on now, you can count that as a blessing. If God has given you the ability to clothe yourself, you should count that as a blessing. If you're still in your right mind, you should count that, come on somebody, as a blessing. Amen. You might not be as strong as you used to, and you still not be able to lift and do the things that you did, but you're able to do some reasonable things for yourself. You need to count that as a blessing. Have I got a witness this morning? I mean, you need to count your blessings and name them one by one. If the blood, if the heart is still running and the blood, the pumping and the blood is still running warm in your veins, you need to be able to count that as a blessing. If you're able to inhale and exhale on your own, you need to count that as a blessing. If you're able to hear, if you're able to see, if you're able to smell and taste and feel, you need to count that as a blessing. I could go on and on, but you need to count your many blessings. When the enemy tries to tell you that things are the way it should be, or you're not in a blessed situation, you need to tell him, I'm going to count my many blessings. I'm going to name them one by one. I'm going to name them on this hand. I'm going to name them on that hand. I'm going to count my toes and let you know how the Lord has blessed me. So I'm going to count my many blessings and tell you what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise this morning. Truly, he is worthy to be praised. We're going to count our blessings this morning and say, we're going to see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. See, too many times, I'm going to leave this alone. Amen. We think it's us doing it. Amen. We think we're the ones that are blessing, but it's God who is blessing us and blessing others through us. Amen. Because of he is in what we call the blessing business. Is that all right? Yeah, that's all right this morning. Glory, glory, glory to God. We're going to go, amen, to our first worshiper this morning. We're going to go last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. God bless you this morning. Good morning, First Lady Kason. And good morning, Heart of God. I give God all the glory this morning. Truly, amen. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. I thank him for another beautiful Sunday, another beautiful communion Sunday. Praise God. Because not only the sun is shining outside, but it's shining in my soul. And I thank God this morning, because truly, he is mighty good. And when I think about the goodness of the Lord and everything that he's done for me, hallelujah, Jesus, praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a little more grace and mercy this morning, that I'm able to move and have my very being. Thank you for giving me a little more strength, that I'm able, Father God, to just to be able to get get on this line this morning. I thank you, Father
Hallelujah.
God, because it's your strength that has brought me through, Lord. I bless you and I praise you and I thank you. And my soul cries out. I thank God for blessing, keeping my family, for just looking on my church family and just blessing and keeping mankind. In spite of what it looks like, God is still able. He's still a good God. And he's still worthy to be praised. And we have to praise him no matter what the condition might be. So I thank God this morning. And I just want to share this word with the saints this morning. The benefits of a blessed soul. Count your many blessings.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. So we give God the glory this morning, because truly he has not dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities, but he has given us a little more mercy and a little more grace. And for that, I am grateful this morning and thank God for Jesus, who shed his blood that I might have a right to the tree of life this morning. So I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, count your blessings. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. It's a great morning to be alive, and we as Christians always count our blessings, and it's just a blessing to wake up every morning that God has allowed us to be alive on this earth today, to have, to know, to wake up and know that God is in the midst of us, allowing us to have another day, allowing us to be blessed and having peace in our lives. We have so much to be thankful for. So many people camped around us, praying for us, giving us, and God giving us another chance to be able to fellowship and reach out and touch someone else with our prayers, with love one to another. That's the key to God's life, the Christ life, that he loves us forever. He gives us the love that we need. And sometimes we don't even accept it. We don't know how to accept it. But he loves us anyhow. It's a blessing to be on this line this morning, to fellowship, to lift up his name, and have communion with him this morning. You all be blessed, have peace, love one another, and give God your best, because he always gives us his best. Be blessed and have a blessed Sunday and week. I won't be here from, I'll be leaving out of town on Wednesday, Tuesday, but I'll be back in March, on March the 16th, but I will still be on the line if God says so. You all be blessed. Mm-hmm. Have a great, great day.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Out of God Church. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. Thank God for you, both of you. Just count your blessings and see what God has done. And I know that he's still blessing me. I just praise him. Says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I did get the results from my MRI. And I'm still counting his blessings, Lord, counting my blessings. Everything was good, no changes. And the doctor said that you would see me in another year unless something else came up. So I know God is good. He's a good God. He's a great God.
Hallelujah.
He can do anything but fail. As long as I live, the rest of my life, the days I have on this earth, I will continue to serve and praise God. Praise Him from whom all blessings flow. I just get so filled up when I think of what He's done for me, how He continues to keep me, being my family, taking care of us, standing by all of you. There's a lot going on, turmoil in our world, but you know it's all left up to Him. So we'll continue to pray for each other, stay in the Word, and know that God is God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God. It's good to hear everyone this morning. I thank the Lord for the sunshine and what all He's doing in everyone's life. And I just want everyone to know that Jesus is real down in our soul, and that He is going to keep us. He is going to protect us. He has seen us through dangers, seen and unseen, in our lives, and He's going to keep on blessing us. He's going to give us strength to endure to the end, and He's also is in the healing business. And He will bless us. And I just want everyone to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, knowing that He is the only one that can keep us, to sustain us, and give us all that we need. I pray that everyone have a blessed week. I love you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 4629. 4629. Good morning. Four, six, two, nine. All right, we'll come back in. We go to our next worshiper. Last one, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, First Lady and the Heart of God family. I am just so glad to be here. I missed you guys last week, but God is good. I tell you, He is still shining His favor on me. He woke me up this morning to a beautiful day that He has made, and I hope you too shall rejoice in it. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good, and I pray that you all have a blessed week. Stay safe, and just know that God is with you whatever is going on. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let me go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 0025. 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Truly this morning, I get joy when I think about what God has done for me and what He has done for others. I thank God this morning, for truly I count my blessings each and every day. I thank God for my family, for my church family, for my pastor and First Lady. I thank God for the many bountiful blessings that He has bestowed upon me, not only me, but those that are connected to me and my church family. I just thank God because I'm grateful to God for His keeping power and to be kept by God. And so I just thank God this morning because when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I didn't have no doubt in my mind. No doubt, no doubt now. I didn't have no doubt because I know what God can do. I've seen what God can do. I've experienced what God can do. And so I thank Him on this morning because God is a good God. Yes, He is. And I thank God that He's a miracle-working God.
And I thank God that he can do anything, and he does all things well. And so I just thank God this morning, and I praise him, and I give him glory, and I give him honor on this morning, for he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed day. God bless you, and stay safe.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. Let me go to our next caller. Last word is 4629. 4629, good morning. Listening in. All right, we're getting ready to go to the Lord in prayer. And we have a lot to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in this prayer. We want to continue to ask God's blessing for our nation, our president and vice president, and all of our the House and the Senate, all of our local and state federal government. Pray for our school teachers and all of our youth and our children. Pray for everyone that's serving our country in uniform. And pray for the situation in Europe regarding the war there in Ukraine. Continue to pray that God would intervene, that he would have his way, and that he would bring peace to the situation, knowing, amen, that God holds the reins of the hearts of men and women all over this world. And truly the earth is his and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So and he can do all things, and he can allow and he can stop whatever needs to be allowed or stopped. Also, I pray for a metropolitan area. They are loosening the restrictions on facial coverings, and the advent of the virus, coronavirus, is starting to decline. So we thank God for that. Continue to pray for those children who cannot get vaccinated. Pray for their parents that they would be able to keep them, amen, in the most advantageous way through the power of God. And those that can help protect them by getting vaccinated. And with that, we are looking forward to going back into our building. Amen. We thank God for how he has kept us these last 2 years out of the building. And every time we looked like we were trying to go back in, there was another variant. So we pray in God that sometime this month, amen, God will allow us to be able to go back in. We're going to be setting up again as far as just myself and the praise team, amen, during the month, the early first couple weeks of March, to try to see if we can try this thing again, be the Lord's will, amen, that we'll be able to get up and get running again in the building. I'm excited about it, but we know it's all in God's plan and all in God's will, amen. And so we are trusting in him and knowing that at the appointed time, amen, we'll be able to get back into the building. Amen. Exciting times to be able to get together in person. So we thank God for, amen, the decline and the virus spreading in the instances of hospitalizations and deaths and infections. And so we're continuing to pray that God will continue to bring the virus down, amen, and that we'll be able to, with caution, get back together, amen. That's good news, good news. And so we thank God for that. And we want to just continue to pray for all the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved family, the homeless families. Pray for those extended family members and those that are in the various, amen, armed forces. I know there's a lot of concern when our men and women in uniform are stationed in close proximity to war zones. And as many of you know, my dad was in Europe during the time of the Cold War, where they were standing up to the Soviet Union at that time in the area where the NATO group was together, helping to keep peace and world order. And so we know that they are challenging times in this world, and there's wars and rumors of wars. But God knows the time, and he knows the end of what these wars and rumors of wars will take place. And so we have to continue to trust in him, continue to look to him, pray for all the churches that have opened in the name of Jesus, all the servant leaders, all those that are standing on the promises of God, amen, that we will be able to stand in the gap, that we were able to live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God, that someone that doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life would come to know him as Lord and Savior of their life. And so we got a lot to pray for this morning. So I'm going to ask, Reverend Lindsay to lead us in prayer. Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning. Again, let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, O God, thanking you and praising you for another communion Sunday. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace and the mercy that you have given us. Father God, we give you glory and we give you honor, because truly thou hast been mighty good unto us. And Father God, we come this morning just asking that you would look on our hearts, O God. And Father God, as you look on us, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that if you see anything that's not pleasing in your sight, oh God, that you would wash us and clean us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that as you cleanse us and sanctify us in the blood of Jesus and wash us in your word, oh God, Father God, that you would fill us with more and more of your love and more of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, we come this morning giving you glory, giving you honor and praise for how you brought us through the week and how you have kept us, oh God, because it was your grace and mercy, Father God, that brought us through, Father. Nothing that we've done on our own, Father God, but just because of your good, Father God, we can give you glory one more time. And so we say hallelujah to your name this morning. We said thank you, Jesus, because truly you've been good unto us this week, Father. And Father God, in spite of the aches and the pains and the trials and the tribulation, we are glad just to be in the number one more time. We're glad to be here to worship you one more time and to praise you and to give you glory. And Father God, I pray now that as you look on the heart of God, Father God, Father God, that your love will continue, Father God, to keep us united in your faith and in your fellowship, oh God. And Father God, as we prepare, Father God, to come together to see each other in person, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would move on the altar of our hearts, oh God, that when that day comes, Father God, that it will be a beautiful fellowship, oh God. Father God, that you, Father God, will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh, God, we are so grateful that you have been mighty good unto us, Father God, through these years, oh, God, these last couple of years, oh, God. We thank you, Father, for how you brought us and how you kept us, Lord Jesus. And, oh, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We are so glad, Father, that you brought us a mighty long ways in spite of sickness, in spite of death, in spite of whatever we went through, you were there. You were right there in the midst. And so, Father God, I pray now that as we prepare, Father God, to open up our church, oh God, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, will just illumine each and every heart, each and every soul. Oh, God, what a day of rejoicing that will be. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for just being merciful. And, Father God, I ask now your blessing upon this service, oh, God. I pray, Father God, in your name, Lord Jesus, as we prepare to hear the preached word, that you would look on Pastor Kason this morning.
Yeah.
Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, through your preached word, that you would do the drawing, that you would draw men, women, and children unto you. Father God, that he would preach your word with clarity, with boldness and truth, oh God. And Father God, as the preached word go forth, Lord Jesus, Father God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that our ears and our hearts, oh God, will be attentive to what the word has to say. Oh God, draw us near to your cross. Oh Father God, I pray that through the word, Father God, that we will have a closer relationship with you. And then, Father God, I pray, Father God, not only, Father God, that through the preached word we will have a closer relationship, but a closer relationship with one another, oh God. Father God, I pray that you look on First Lady this morning. Be her help, be her strength, and be her way maker. And then, Father God, look on your church, the heart of God.
Yeah,
oh, God,
yeah.
Strengthen us. Continue to build us up where we're torn down. Father God, we thank you for being merciful unto us. We thank you for giving us your love and just a little more of your grace, a little more of your peace, a little more of your understanding, a little more of your wisdom. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, because truly you have put a hedge of protection around
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
And for that, we are grateful today, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done. And Father God, not only we pray for the heart of God, but we pray for churches throughout the land that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name and for your glory, for your name's sake, Father. Oh God, I pray this morning, Jesus, that you continue to strengthen them, oh God. Father God, there were many, Lord Jesus, that wanted to quit, that wanted to give up, Father. But, oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to let the fire burn in their soul.
Yeah.
Continue to let the light shine, oh God. Father God, let them know that their work is not in vain, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, we thank you. We bless you and we praise you. And then, Father God, I pray for those that are listening through Facebook, those that might be listening, other means of communication. Oh, God, be with them today. And as your word go out, strengthen them, Father. Heal them, Lord Jesus. Give them your peace and give them your fellowship. And, Father God, I pray for those that are sick and afflicted, those that are in hospitals, those that are in nursing homes, and those that are convalescing at home. We pray for them today, Father. And then we thank you for the healing that you allowed to come forth this week.
Yeah.
We thank you
yeah.
for how you continue to touch Dick and Bryce, how you continue to strengthen her, and how you continue to strengthen her body, her mind, and her spirit, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you allowed her to move from the wheelchair, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Father, how you strengthen the muscles in her body, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for how you looked on Sister Stevens, oh God, how you gave her a good report, Father. We thank you for your healing virtue, oh God. And Father God, we pray your blessing upon Trustee Randolph as she travels this week, oh God. Be with her, Father. Be with her daughter as she goes through surgery, oh God. Be her healer, be her strength, and be her way maker, oh God. And then, Father God, we thank you for how you continue to heal Robin Sights, how you continue to be her strength and her help. We thank you for how you touch Sister Helen Lee, how you continue to look on her, oh God. Father God, we thank you for how you bless and keep Mom and Papa Richardson. Continue to be their help and their strength. Continue to be with Papa Richardson as he prepares for surgery, oh God. Build him up where he's torn down, oh God. Be his help, be his healer, be his strength and his way maker. And then, oh God, we pray a special prayer today, oh God, for all those that have COVID-19 and the other variants. All those that went through it and you brought them through, oh God. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you for your healing virtue. And, oh, God, we pray for anyone in our church, oh, God, the bodies that might be wrecked with pain and affliction and sickness, oh, God, those, Father God, that just have mental anguish, oh, God, those, Father God, that don't have jobs, those, Father God, that need their mortgage and their rent paid, oh God, those that don't have food on their table, oh God, we pray, Father God, that you would bless them, Father God, according to your riches and glory. And then, oh God, we pray for school teachers. We pray, Father God, for students, and we pray for the parents, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would look on them today, give them the wisdom and knowledge that they need, oh Father God, as they unmask, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to protect, continue to guide, continue, Father God, to be the healer. And then, Father God, we pray for this nation. We pray for this world. We pray for government leaders and officials. We pray for you, King. We pray, oh God, that you look on that country. Look on those families that have to be separated, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will be the author of peace, oh God, because you are peace. We pray that you will sit down at the table, oh God. Nobody is that powerful. Nobody has that much power, oh God, that you cannot make them behave, Father God. So, Father God, we are praying for wicked, evil men, oh God. We're praying that you touch their hearts, oh God, that they will do that which is right and pleasing in your sight, oh God. And, Father God, we are so grateful, Father God, for the new appointed judge, Father God, that you're going to allow to happen, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for how you have been mighty good unto our people, oh God, how you have brought us a long ways, oh God. And, Father God, we are grateful for every benefit, everything that you have done for us, Father. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise today. And as we prepare for communion, Lord Jesus, let us be mindful of the sin debt that you paid for us. Because truly we all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for paying our sin debt in full. We thank you for giving us eternal life. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. And, oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to keep us humble and meek. Continue to seek your direction. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we need you more and more. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for every benefit. We thank you for mercies, and we thank you for grace, and we just thank you for just being a mighty good God. We thank you for these and everything that you continue to do, and we pray, Father, that your name this day will be glorified, and that men will continue to lift you up so that you can do the drawing, that you will do the saving, that you will do the healing and the deliverance, oh God, because we need it, Father. We need it, Father. We need your healing virtue this morning, Father God, more than ever before. And so, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that your Holy Spirit will continue to keep us, guide us, and lead us. In Jesus' name I pray. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Reverend Lindsay, amen. For that fervent prayer, amen. Amen. Thank God is a prayer answering God. Somebody ought to say amen. And we thank him, amen, that he does not change, amen. He answered that prayer on last night, amen. He'll answer it on this morning, amen. I know that's right. We thank God, amen, for a praying church, amen. Know how to get a prayer through. And old folks say, amen, get a prayer through, amen. You got to have a relationship with God, amen. We get a prayer through. And so we thank God for the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen, amen. We're going to go to the Word of God today. A couple of different places we want to touch base. We want to start in chapter 6 of the Gospel of Luke. Sixth chapter, and we want to read verses 46 through 49. Then, Lord willing, we'll read Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. These two give an account of the same situation where Jesus was talking. And that he was giving example of a wise man that was following the word of God, and that when the test of life came and the winds blew and the rain came and the waters, the floods came up, that they were able to withstand because they had built their house on a solid foundation or a rock. And then we want to slip over back in the Old Testament to book of Job and see some of the things that he was tested with. And Lord, say so, amen. We'll finish up and we'll have our communion. Amen. Amen. So let us go to Luke, the 6th chapter, and we want to begin at verse 46. Luke 6, beginning at verse 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. In verse 48, it says, he is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation of a rock on a rock. And when the floods arose, the streams beat vehemently upon the house, could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. In verse 49, it says, but he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Then if we look at the same account in the book of Matthew, in the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew, and Matthew wrote it way, Matthew 7, beginning at verse 24, says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And so for a few moments this morning, we want to speak from the subject, amen. In spite of the test, we are still blessed. In spite of the test, we are still blessed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you, O God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. In spite of the test, we are still blessed. In spite of the test, we are still blessed. And these gospel writers were writing down the words of Jesus. And Jesus was explaining to them that the relationship that we have with God, amen, is a blessing. It is a blessing because it allows us how to deal with the trials and the tribulations that come while we are living upon this earth. And so our relationship with him is like an anchor, is like a foundation that when the trials and the tribulations come, we'll be able to stand and withstand the trials and the tribulations and still be able to experience the blessings from God. And so these writers were writing to those people who had a, I call it a lip service relationship with God, that they talked about having a relationship with God, but ultimately they did not have a foundational relationship with God. They talked about God. They talked about their faith. They talked about the things of God, but they really didn't have, amen, a foundation with God. They ran their mouths about God. They ran their mouths about what God could do, but they didn't understand and have a personal relationship with God. And it proved itself out that when the trials and the tribulations of life came, that they weren't able to stand, they weren't able to withstand, they weren't able to endure the struggles, the trials of life. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but if you have lived in this world long enough, you know that every day is not going to be a sunny day. Every day is not going to be a low humidity day. Every day is not going to be a pleasant temperature day, but there's going to be storms in our lives on a daily basis. In other words, there are going to be some challenges in your life. There are going to be some storms. There are going to be some rain. There's going to be some wind. There's going to be some testing of your faith in God. There's going to be some times where you feel like you're not going to be able to make it. There's going to be some times where you feel like you're broke down to your knees. There's going to be some times that there's going to be so much trouble that you feel like you're level to the ground. There's going to be challenges in your life that it doesn't seem like you'll be able to overcome. But in spite of this testing, God wants you to know, amen, that you're still, amen, blessed. You're still blessed by God, because God is the one that you can stand on, that you can lean and depend on in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of the storm. And God lets us know that he is who he says he is. And when you know and you trust and you believe that God is who he says he is, when these storms come in your life, amen, you won't act like the foolish man. You won't act like the foolish woman, but you'll act like a mature person in God. And so as we look at these individuals, God is allowing us to see, amen, that it takes a little bit of work, amen. It takes a little bit of time to develop these type of relationships. And when you look at what the writer says in Luke, in that Luke 6 chapter, and that verse 47, it says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." In other words, when you're doing the word of God and you're coming to the Lord God and you're trusting him, God says, "This is like you are who you are to me." And think of that for yourself. In other words, God knows every one of us. God knows every hair on all of our heads. And God says, when you come to me and you do what I said according to my word, this is how I'm looking at you. And this is what I see about you. And so in verse 48, it says, "He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation of a on a rock. In other words, we have to diligently seek God. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. We have to dig deep. We have to get through the superficial type of relationship with God. We got to get down to the bedrock with God. We got to get through the fluff, and we got to get through the now I lay me down to sleep stuff, but we got to get down to the root and down to the foundation, the bedrock where we know without a shadow of a doubt that we've dug deep. In other words, our faith has roots that have clung down to the rock foundation of Jesus, and we have this setting, amen, that even though above ground it's windy and it's turmoil and the wind and the waves and the storms come, because we have dug down deep and placed our trust on the rock solid God of our salvation, what happens is we have the ability to move and to sway and to bend, but we won't break. We have the ability to go up and to go down, but we won't break because of our deep digging of our faith and holding on to the rock foundation of God. So, my brothers and sisters, we find ourselves from time to time in various storms and various situations in life. And because of the foundation, we're able to say the test has been vehement. The test has been strong. The test has been long. The test has been painful. The test has been disappointing. The test has brought frustration. The testing has brought me to a place where I almost threw in the towel, but because I was able to dig deep in my faith, and because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, and when you have that understanding that you have this foundation, even though all those situations occur in your life, you're able to stand on the promises of God. And so that takes us to this fella that many call a wise man, by the fella by the name of Job. Lord have mercy. Job was not a foolish man, but he was described, as the Bible says, that he was an upright man. In other words, he did what was pleasing in the sight of God. And the Bible says in verse 1 of chapter 1 of Job, he said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. In other words, Job was the one that was not foolish, but he built his foundation upon the Lord. He built his foundation upon God. And because he built his foundation upon God, he was able to experience blessings from God. And my brothers and sisters, you know that down through the years that you've received the blessings from God because you have a relationship that you have diligently sought the face of God, and you have dig down deep, amen, to develop that relationship with God. And because you have done this, God has rewarded you with blessings. In other words, through dangers seen and unseen, God has blessed you to be able to be blessed even in the midst of the test. I'm going to say that again. Because of your relationship with God, God has caused you to be blessed even in the midst of the test. I want you to look over at somebody and look at the window or call somebody and say, because of your relationship with God, because of my relationship with God, I'm able to continue to be blessed even though I'm going through the test. In other words, in spite of the test, in spite of the trouble, in spite of the ups and the downs, in spite of the disappointments, I'm still blessed in spite of the test. And so when you begin to look around and you began to see other Christians, you begin to see other believers in God, and you see how they go through, and you see the storms that come in their lives, and you see the testing that comes in their lives, but yet because they have built their foundation upon the rock, because they have built their foundation upon the rock, which is higher than I, they have built their foundation upon the rock of God, they're still able to be blessed in the midst of their test. And so as we look at the man named Job, Lord have mercy, he, if you look at the story in chapters 1 and 2, had all the reasons, amen, to complain. He had all the reasons to act human and to get in his feelings. But if you look at the record, amen, he didn't complain and he didn't get in his feelings, amen. He had feelings, but when he got in to a situation, he always learned and knew how to turn to God. And my brothers and sisters, that's not to say that we don't have feelings and we don't struggle and we don't get tired and we don't get frustrated. But in the midst of getting tired and getting frustrated and struggling, we have to continue to stand on the rock of God. And this is what Job did. And I'm not going to read all of this, but you in your spare time look at Job chapters 1 and 2. But I will tell you, in Job the 15th chapter, he ran into a test. I'm sorry, Job the first chapter in verse 15, he ran into a test where Sabians came and killed and took his oxen. And in verse 17, it was the Chaldeans came and took his camel. And in verse 19, there was a wind that came and killed the young men that he was associated with. And in verse 20, in spite of the young men being killed, in spite of him losing his camel, in spite of him losing his oxen, in verse 20, Job did not complain about this. Job did not curse God, but Job worshiped God, and God recognized this as Job having a foundational relationship with him, that even in the midst of losing his camel, in the midst of losing his oxen, in the midst of losing his young men, that God, Job's relationship was so strong with God that he didn't count and falsely accuse God, but he didn't curse God. But what he simply did was he fell down and worshiped God. And my brothers and sisters, what I found in my life and in the life of so many saints, amen, that when they're going through tests, in order to recognize your blessing, in order to stay in the blessed side of the situation, what you have to learn to do is worship God in the midst of the test. I'm going to say that again. In order to stay in the blessed side of the situation, you've got to learn how to bless God. You've got to learn how to worship God in the midst of the test. The songwriter said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. In other words, even though I'm going to through this test, I'm going to bless God, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. Because when the praises go up, somebody know what I'm talking about this morning, the blessings come down. And so Job was able to maintain his integrity, because he was standing on the rock-solid relationship that he had with God. And even though he lost the material things, and even though he lost part of his relational family, he still realized that in spite of the test, he was still blessed. And if you read chapter 2, he came through this and Satan wanted another shot at him. Don't you think, amen, that the enemy don't like to take shots at you? He'll sneak up and take a shot. He's like a roaring lion going to and fro in the earth, seeing who he may devour. But God has a relationship with those that have built their house on his rock. He says that I can trust this child because they are standing on the rock. They dug deep down and they realize that they need to lean and depend on me. They need to hold tight to me in the midst of the storm. And so from time to time, God has this thing that he likes to brag on you and I. And Satan doesn't like it. And so what God says that I'm going to brag on them for a little while and say, if you bring the storm in, they're going to stand up in the storm and still praise me. If you bring the test in, they're going to stand up on the rock and still weather the storm of the test. If you bring the floods in me, Adam, if you bring the floods at them, they're going to stand on the rock and watch God build and lift the standard. If you bring disappointment, they're going to stand on the rock and watch God work the situation out. If you bring storms of life in their life, God will give them the strength when they're standing on the rock to be able to bless the Lord and praise God even in the midst of what they're going through. And so Job is going a second round with God bragging on him and Satan saying skin for skin. And that second chapter in verse 4, he says, take skin for skin. In other words, he's going to cause some issues to happen with Job's skin, and his health is going to fail. And because his health failed, and because his wealth failed, and because of these things, his wife and his friends, amen, failed him. And Job said to his wife, that said, you need to curse God and die. He said, you sound like one of the foolish women. In other words, God said, you need to trust me when nobody else trusts me. You need to be like that wise man, not the foolish man that built his house upon the sand, but you built your house upon the rock. And I don't know about you, but sometimes friends can be foolish. Sometimes your spouse can be foolish. Sometimes you lose some material things. Sometimes you lose family and friends. But if you stand strong on the rock of God, God will. I said, God will see you through. Have I got a witness today? I know some of you have lost some material things. I know some of you have lost loved ones. I know some of you had ups and downs in your relationships. I know some of you have had storms in your relationships with your family and your friends. But if you stand on the word of God, if you stand on the promises of God, if you stand on the rock of God, the winds of life may come, the floods may rise, the billows may roll. But God says, if you stand on the rock, when the winds of life come, when the storms of life come, when the testing of life comes, if you stand on me, the solid rock, I'll bring you through. If you stand on me and trust me and don't doubt and continue to praise me in the midst of the storm, in spite of the test, you'll still be blessed. So when you see these things in our lives, we are going to get to a place where we won't even complain when we see the storm coming. There was a songwriter that said that there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. But I'm glad today that the saints have dug down deep and they hold on to the rock called Jesus. Aren't you glad today that you realize that trouble's going to come and trouble's going to go? But in the end, if you stand on the rock, call Jesus. If you stand and dig deep down to the rock and you have a relationship with the Word of God, that God will bring you through any and every test. Look at somebody and say, in spite of the test, I'm still blessed. Aren't you glad today that in spite of the test, God is who he said he is? In spite of what the enemy tried to do to you, God wouldn't lie him but go so far. Aren't you glad today that God knows you and you know God? Aren't you glad today that in spite of the test, you can look at the enemy and say, come what may, whatever be tied, God will, I said, God will take care of you. I'm here to tell you, you've been through some tough times. You've been through some struggles. You've been through some tests, but you weathered the storm. Why and how did you make it? It's because I'm standing. You're standing on the rock of God. You're standing on a sure foundation. You're standing in the things that man calls impossible. But God specializes in the possible, and God will. I said, God will bring you through. I know I'm right about it. You've been to the doctor and you had a test, but you're still blessed because you came out all right. You've been to the courtroom, but you're still blessed because they asked the thing to be dropped in the charge. What do you mean, preacher? They asked the charges to be dropped. See, justice demanded that you should die because the record says that all have sinned and come short of the glory. But when you look around, there's somebody that loves you so much. There's somebody that was willing to pay a price that you couldn't pay. And that is God, the rock. He said that I so love you that I gave my only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And so when you've gone through the test and you've done all you could and realize you came up short, you put your trust in rock Jesus. You put your trust in the solid rock and say, Father, I'm putting my trust in you. I'm trusting and believing in the work of your son. I'm standing. I'm placing my soul and my salvation in your hand. I've been through some tests. I've been through some storms. But, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, where would I go? So I'm standing in the need of a blessing. And God, only begotten son, the record said he came down through 42 generations. He went from courtroom to courtroom. He went to Calvary's cross. He hung dead and shed his blood, but early, great God. Early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Your slate, my slate, wiped it clean. Your life, my life, been renewed. Your life, my life, been set free. Early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand and said, in spite of test, you're still blessed. In spite of trial, you're still blessed. In spite of conviction, you're still blessed. He set you free. He made you free. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In spite of the test, I'm still blessed. In spite of the things that we've been through, church, we're still blessed. In spite of the 2 years with COVID and pandemic and sickness, we're still blessed. If you're still here today, oh, great God from Zion, if you're still here today, God has blessed you in the midst of the test. And you can say, in spite of this test, I'm still blessed. death, because I'm still here praising and worshiping our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We see Jesus understood that we needed a Savior. He understood that when he went back to glory and he put all power in his hand and sat down, he needed a foundation to live our life on. So he set the example. Thank God that there's been those in our lives who have followed that example and told us how to dig down deep. Lord knows we as a black folk call so many things. But we need to know how to stand on the promises of God. We have Black History Month. We got a lot of history where we've been beat down, used, and abused. But in spite of being beat down, used, and abused, we know the Lord Jesus. And we know the promises of God. And we stood on the promises of God. So much so that in our lifetime, we've seen the White House occupied by a black man. Come on now, two occasions, 2008 and 2012. Then in 2020, we've seen it occupied, Lord have mercy, by the first brown-skinned black woman as the vice president. Yeah, from the slave house to the White House. Come on now, from the testing and the trials and the misuse and abuse to even now, having the first brown-skinned woman, black woman, amen, being nominated to the highest court of the land. Well, we've been tested. We've been tested. But we're still blessed, amen. Lord knows we thank God that so many times men and women have gone before the black woman, Lord have mercy. But God knows her. And he knows her deep dug faith. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody had a big mama or grandmama or mama, amen. And there's something about the black woman, amen, that understands the test and how to continue to be blessed in the midst of the test, amen. To know, amen, that sooner or later, come on now, God is going to have his way. So I thank God, amen, for the black women, amen, that have endured the test of time. I don't know about you, amen. If it had not been for you all, amen. I don't know where I would be. I don't know where families would be, amen. But you all always came in last, amen. Put someone else before yourself. You always took the burden. You always took the fall. You always took the blame, amen. But some kind of way your faith in God allows you to rise, allows you to overcome, allows you to endure, allows you to prosper, even in the most heinous and evil treatment, amen. When God allows you to rise, amen, and rise by faith and stand on that rock, amen, that allows people to say, Lord have mercy. We didn't treat them right. We didn't do right by them. We didn't respect them. We didn't do anything to help them. But it had to be that God that they were standing on, that rock that they were standing on, that allowed them to endure all of those tests, all of those trials. And finally, as they come out of that ground, even in the midst of the winds and the waves and the floods, they're strong, amen, and they're powerful, and they're qualified, amen, to be able to rule and to lead this world, amen, into a just place, into a place, amen, in love and kindness, and that they were able to demonstrate godly characteristics and godly ways, amen, because they have been standing, God Almighty, on this rock of God, this rock of Jesus. So I thank God today for those who, black women who have stood, amen, the test of time, standing on that rock. And this last Sunday, Black History Month, amen, think about that, amen. Think about those strong, amen, powerful women, amen, that always, amen, were taken for granted, but always showed up at the polls. Always taken for granted, but always voted. Always taken for granted, always took care of the family. always for granted, always took care of that man, always for granted, always worked a job, always had a little bit of cash stacked down in their bra, amen, or in their shoe or somewhere that came through in the end, always taken for granted, and they misused by the church and the job and their families, amen, still prayed and still went to the Lord and still went to the church when nobody else was going to church, amen, and prayed for the family and helped support all of those things that were going on in their communities. Lord have mercy. They were standing on the rock. You couldn't do it on your own, but they knew God. Lord have mercy. If you are a young man, Lord have mercy. And you have a good church going, faithful, strong black woman, you got something. Don't mess it up. Don't get it twisted. Amen. Once they love you, they love you. You can't get them out. You can't get out. Once you're in, you can't get out. And don't mess it up. I might be talking to someone right now. Amen. But don't mess it up. She's strong in the Lord, and she has faith in God. Amen. Respect that. Love that. Be thankful for that. And God will, amen, bless you. Amen. In the midst of your test, amen, that you can still be blessed. Love her. Keep her. Allow her to be who she is called by God to be. And when you see this, and when our country sees this and our family see this, she will be an example. Amen. Not to say she's always going to get it right, but she'll be an example of a woman that's standing on the promises of God, that's standing and rooted and grounded and has endured the test of time. And now she is ready to shine. Lord have mercy. Shine, shine. Amen. Amen. Because of her great faith and her standing on the trusting and believing in the God of her salvation, that God would bring the family, the church, this community, and this world through her eyes and see, amen, that ability to endure these tests and still recognize that she is blessed. Amen. So with that, we're going to say amen. Even though we're tested, amen, we're still blessed. Even though in spite of the test, we're still blessed. And know, amen, that God gives us living examples of people who have been tested and still are blessed. Amen. Amen. Men and women all over this world, amen, have been tested. But because they are leaning and depending on God and standing on his rock, they are able to continue to be blessed. Amen. And church, heart of God, you've been tested. You've been through the storm. Lord have mercy. These last 2 years, amen. But in spite of the test, you're still blessed. And so we thank you for your continued steadfastness. We thank you for the men and the women, amen, who have endured and weathered the storm and still come out blessed. Amen. God bless you today. Pray that heaven will continue to smile on you. Pray that, amen, you'll continue to be encouraged by this word of God, that you'll continue to thank God for those that are around you that have dug and set a foundation. We're standing on the shoulders of great men and women, amen. Black people, we are been called so many things. We've been called colored, called black, African American, Negro, and you know the other words. Lord have mercy. But because we've stayed on that rock, you'll be able to endure the test, come out blessed. Amen. Amen. Thank God for another Communion Sunday, man, where we can reflect back about that Jesus that wiped our slate clean, testing. And he went to Calvary's cross and passed that test. Amen. And he came down through 42 generations and hung, bled, and died and paid a sin debt that we couldn't pay, and endured the cross, amen, for the joy that was set before him. It was pleasing in the sight of God that he raised him from the dead. And now those that trust and believe and mark him as their Lord and Savior, amen, have the right to eternal life through Christ Jesus, the rock of God, amen. Hallelujah. So we come to this communion, and we want to just simply ask God's blessing upon this bread and this cup of the fruit of the vine, bread that symbolizes his body that was broken, and the fruit of the vine that symbolizes his blood that was shed. So we ask God, Father, we pray that you would bless now this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. Bless now, God, this a cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed for the remission of sin of many. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And the night that Jesus was betrayed, he observed the Passover for the last time. And the Passover was a instituted when Moses was sent to deliver the children of Israel out of bondage of Egypt slavery. And he was asked to tell Pharaoh to let them go. And so plagues came upon Egypt, and Pharaoh refused. So before the 10th plague came that would kill the firstborn of everyone in the land, God instructed Moses to tell the people to get in a hurry and to kill a lamb and to prepare unleavened bread, no time for it to rise. And that when they killed the lamb, that they were to take the blood and to put it over the doorpost and the lintel. And so when the death angel came, that he would see the blood and then he would pass over and that household would be saved. And so they observed this Passover until the Jesus instituted a new covenant or a new promise in his blood. And that night he sat down with his disciples and he took bread and he blessed it and he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. He says, as often as you eat it in remembrance of me, let us eat together. And in like manner, after he had supped with them, he took the cup of the fruit of the vine and said, this is my blood in the New Testament that is shed for remission of sin. And often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. And the record declared that they did not give a benediction, but they simply sang a hymn and went out into the Mount of Olives. And so as you go out into your Mount of Olives, keep standing on that solid rock and keep letting everyone know, amen, that in spite the test, you're still blessed. In spite the test, you are still blessed. God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. Therefore, we'll see you again on next Sunday. Have a great Sunday.